Chapter 10, entitled The Yoga of Divine Glories. Verses 1 to 7. Description of God's glories and power of yoga with the fruit of their knowledge. Sri Bhagwan said, Arjun, hear once again my supreme word, which I shall speak to you, who are so loving, out of solicitude for your welfare. Shri Bhagwan Vacha, Bhuya eva mahabaho shrinu me paramam vachah yatteham priyamanaya vakshyami hitakamyaya. Neither gods nor the great sages know the secret of my birth, that is, my manifestation in human or other forms out of mere sport. For I am the prime cause in all respects of gods as well as of the great seers.
Na me viduh suraganah prabhavam namaharshayah ahamadirhi devanam maharshinam cha sarvashah.
He who knows me in reality as birthless and without beginning, and as the supreme lord of the universe, he undiluted among men is purged of all sins.
Yo mamajamanadim cha veti lokamaheshwaram asammudha samartyeshu sarva papehi pramochyate.
Reason, right knowledge, unclouded understanding, forbearance, veracity, control over the senses and mind, joy and sorrow, evolution and dissolution, fear and fearlessness, non-violence, equanimity, contentment, austerity, charity, fame and obloquy. These diverse traits of creatures emanate from me alone.
Buddhir jnanam sammoha kshama satyam damah shamah sukham dukham bhavo bhavo bhayam cha bhayam eva cha ahinsa samata tushtis tapodanam yasho yasha bhavanti bhava bhutanam matta eva prithag vidha.
The seven great seers, their four elders, Sanak and others, and the 14 manus, or progenitors of mankind, such as Swayambhuv and his successors, who were all devoted to me, were born of my will. From them, all these creatures in the world have descended.
Maharshayah sapta purve chatvaro manavastatha madbhava manasa jata yesham lokai mahaprajah.
He who knows in reality this supreme divine glory and supernatural power of mine gets established in me through unfaltering devotion. Of this there is no doubt.
Etam vibhutim yogam cha mamayo veti tatvatah so vikampena yogena yojyate natra sanshayah.